our best highlights.
Come on.
Out of bounds.
On the field. Footballing pioneers.
In the history of the game.
As long as there's been footy, there have been superstars for us to
idolise.
And there it is, Charlie. There's our new theme song.
Yeah.
Can you, welcome everyone to our opening round review. Can you recognize any little tunes in there? Any people?
Oh, it's just like a flashback into just so much footy watching over the years, isn't it? It's great. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think what was in there. Give me a few.
There's Out of Bounds on the Full from the classic like 1990 Nintendo game.
Oh, of course.
There's a little bit from Tony Charlton, the Palico Inquest, when he interviews Norm Smith. There's some Sandy Roberts and there's some John Coleman in there as well.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, I try to do the ones that aren't your usual ones that you hear in shows.
Yeah. Out of Bounds on the Full is such a classic. Love
Isn't
that.
It? Yeah. All right, so this is our opening round review. A few things before we get to it, Charlie. Tasmania's team name has officially been leaked tonight. I don't know if you've seen this.
No, I haven't.
Do you want to have a guess at what it might be?
Well, it can't be the Tigers. The Devils.
Correct.
Of course it is.
Yeah, wearing a predominantly green top with like the state stuff.
Red?
I guess so. But my issue with not like I think green's a great idea, but how's that going to look on TV with the green grass as well?
Yeah, I don't think it works. I think that's why it hasn't worked in the past. There's no one with green. I guess the Rabbitohs are green, aren't they?
That's true.
The NRL, they're a green and red like hoop.
Yeah, so they'll make it work.
They'll figure it out, I'm sure.
Put some trim. The other thing is, I don't know if you've seen on our socials, Charlie, you possibly haven't, but I've been making some 1990s style football cards.
Oh, I've seen.
Oh, you've seen? Okay.
Oh, I've seen. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was a big fan of those cards back in the 90s, so I decided to create some of my own for this year's players, complete with really awkward photos and nicknames that may or may not be used by players.
And which mostly aren't, I'm sure, right? But really, really weird choice photos, not like amazing action shots or anything.
No.
Yeah, great. Yeah. I love it.
So if you want to check those out, check on our Twitter or our Instagram. I should probably put them on our Facebook as well. Just been putting those up each day, club by club, a few more to go.
Yeah.
Now, I thought this year we could do, I'm going to give you a trivia question at the start of each episode to have a think about and answer at the end. I know you like trivia.
I certainly do.
So you can have a think while we're doing this episode. Can you name a player that played against the Brisbane Bears, Fitzroy Lions, Gold Coast Suns, and GWS Giants? That's your challenge.
The Brisbane Bears. That.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's a big challenge. All right.
I'll come back to you at the end of the episode.
Please.
So this is, we are here to review our opening round, the first ever opening round. Which, I like the reasoning for it, that the NRL is in Vegas, although they've already played games in Vegas.
Yeah.
We talked last week, it's the earliest season opening ever.
Yeah.
The record from 2000. But I guess what they're doing this round, it has been done before. So in 1991 and 92, the seasons both opened with just four games and then every other team had a bye. They did it again.
Oh, okay.
They did it 2 years in a row, but they just called it round one. I don't know why we need to call it opening round.
I guess, yeah, it's a strange one, isn't it? Because, I guess maybe they don't want to change the – they might have already had everything else locked in, for round, all the names of the different rounds. I'm sure, any sort of – advertising or things that they were doing, and so they couldn't change all that. Maybe it was just easy to call it opening round, but it does seem a bit strange, doesn't it?
Yeah. Do we should we be naming all the rounds, Charlie?
No.
No? Okay.
No. We don't need a special round for everything, do we? What do we have? We've got
Gather round. Anzac round.
Yep.
Sir Doug Nicholls round.
Sir Doug Nicholls round, exactly. I was just, retro round is sort of comes and goes, doesn't it?
No, they haven't had that for a while.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear my would you like to hear my pitch for some rounds?
Go on.
All right. Here's some other ones. Bring back Heritage Round. I used to love it. And as we've talked about before, you've got to have a Fitzroy versus University game as a curtain raiser because they're both in the Baffa. And just to give them some a look in. I'd have night round.
Where all games are at night.
So yep, so just like remember in lockdown there was a game every single night for
like a week. Yeah.
Yeah. So just play one round every night for 9 days.
One game every night. Yeah, I guess.
There's your buy. You don't need to have your buys then. You just have one, like your teams can have their rests in there.
Yeah, because everyone would get, if you figured it out properly, everyone, you could give everyone a good rest, a good break, surely. Yeah.
I'd have a rematch round where everyone coupled is a former grand final rematch.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't know what would happen with Gold Coast, and Hawks would have to play Freo and the Tigers would have to play the Giants. But you can make it work. I don't know about the Gold Coast.
Yeah. No, that's a tricky one, isn't it?
Yeah. I'd have suburban round, play the games at traditional grounds.
I like that. But surely that links to Heritage Round, doesn't it?
Well, it depends if you want to do every round.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you'd want to have only the original VFL teams playing each other in those as well. So interstate teams can take care of themselves. You have, your Collingwood.
Yeah, and that makes more sense anyway, because surely that's going to be their most likely suburban, whatever. They can figure that out, yeah.
Yeah. State of Origin round. Now, we don't have State of Origin. They're never going to bring it back. But like we talked about last year, could you have the two WA teams playing against the two Queensland teams?
Yep.
And then I've done a little mock-up here. So let's just say Essendon was playing the Gold Coast, so Victoria versus Queensland. Essendon playing the Gold Coast, Hawthorne playing Brisbane. And you have the jumpers, but you have them in like the team's colours. So you have the big V, but you have it red and black.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I think because you basically have to have each state playing against Victoria, wouldn't you, really, to make
Pretty
it work?
Much. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I know you say, Charlie, but what if there's a player in that team who isn't from that state?
So
I'd say to you, Charlie, that's the original State of Origin rules.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Polly Farmer represented Victoria. He's from WA.
You play for the state you play for. I think that's actually how it works in the NRL State of Origin too. It's like who your original club you played for was, even if it's juniors and stuff. So if it's a different state to where you're actually from. But anyway, I'm not 100% sure.
No. I'd have a regional round and play a game in the country. And I'd also have the final round where every single game is played on a Saturday afternoon at the same time.
Oh, I love that. So we can get what we just talked about in our 1987 episode again, where there's so much, that's great. I love that.
All right, but let's get stuck into opening round. We have a one grand final rematch, because I'll talk about that in a minute. And we're going back to 1897, Charlie. I just wanted to ask you that. Let's have a look, shall we?
Yeah, okay.
So the first game on Thursday?
Sydney versus Melbourne.
Yeah, those two teams met in round one, 1897. The very first.
Wow, very first really? Match.
They did, yeah. That was won by the Demons by 17 points.
Well, let's hope we can do that again.
So these two teams have met 14 previous times to open the season. The D's have won 7, the Swans have won 6, and there's been one draw. The draw was the last time they met in the first in an opening round, which was in 2011.
Okay.
But yeah, they kind of played on and off all throughout history. 03, 07, 1920, 22, 29, 30, 32, 36, 70, 71, 77, 82, and now 2011, and then now.
Mm.
Obviously, we got Brodie Grundy taking on his ex-team.
Yeah.
Last time that happened was Queen's birthday last year when the D's beat
Brodie Grundy taking on his ex-team.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, this combination, the Swans and the Demons, have never played in the grand final. One of only 7 combinations of the original 8 teams that haven't met in the grand final.
I was going to say, that's crazy. But I guess both teams have had massive droughts out of finals. So, makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. The other ones we haven't had are the Cats, Lions, D's, Saints, D's, Swans, D's, Blues, Saints, Swans, Saints, Blues.
Quite a few D's ones there.
Yes. Yeah, even though they've won quite a few flags, they were mostly against Collingwood, weren't they? Or
yeah, 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 exactly.
Yeah. All right, that takes us to the second game, which is?
The second game of the round is Friday, and that is Brisbane versus Carlton.
The Lions and the Blues. The Gabba. Lions and the Blues also met round one, 1897.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a bit of thought into this? Do you think they might have actually thought about this?
No, because this is just a prelim rematch.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
So these two teams have met in three previous grand finals, 1904, 1906, and 1916. Lions winning two, the Blues one. But that was over 100 years ago. They've met 17 times in the opening round. The Blues have won eight, the Lions have won seven, and there's been two draws. The draws in 1915 and 1917. They last played in the opening round in 2000, which the Blues won by 40 points.
That's a fair while ago, though, isn't it? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and Michael Voss would have been playing in that. I think.
Oh, yeah.
Haven't actually checked that.
How do you reckon the Blues are feeling about not playing Richmond in the opening game of the season for the first time in a while?
Well, I mean, maybe that's why they call it opening round, because they're still playing Richmond in round one, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Maybe that's the whole reason, because you know how I feel about that. It's never a good game.
Yeah. It seems like I don't know what that is. It's a weird nothing tradition that they're trying to start. I don't really understand it.
We'll talk about that a bit more next week, but yes. Yeah, there's been real swings and roundabouts with that that matchup. Like real ebbs and flows. One team's always up, one team's down, but we'll talk about that next week.
Yeah, we certainly will.
Yeah. Then Saturday. I'm going to call it Carrara. I'm not calling it by the sponsor's name anymore. It's Carrara.
No, fair enough. At Carrara, we've got Gold Coast versus Richmond.
We do. I read today on one online thing. This is so the Dion Prestia. He has played for both teams.
Yep.
His nickname is the Meatball. And it is International Meatball Day on Saturday. So they've timed this perfectly. Hey,
perfect. All right. 35 posies. There we go.
Yeah. Suns' first game of the season record is 8 losses, 5 wins. And these two teams played in 2014 with the Suns winning by 18 points.
Okay.
In that game, Tom Lynch and Dion Prestia played for the Suns. Lynch kicking two and David Swallow is the only Sun left from that game.
Of course.
10 years ago. I thought you might want to know about the Gold Coast record with a new coach in opening games.
All right. Okay, throw it at me. Sorry, I was just trying to think to myself. Yep. All right, go for it.
Of their three past coaches, Guy McKenna suffered a 119-point loss to Carlton in his first game. Rodney Eade, 26-point loss to Melbourne in his opening game. Stuart Dew had a 16-point win over North Melbourne in his opening game.
Okay. So, on the law of averages, they're due a win, it seems. It started really bad and it got better until they got a win. Hopefully this one's a drubbing.
Yeah.
We'll see.
And I was looking at Damien Hardwick, so he lost his first match as Richmond coach against Carlton by 56 points, and that was back in 2010. So he's been coaching longer than the Suns have been a club playing in the AFL.
Yeah, that's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then our final game of the season, I think, is probably going to be the best game of the round, is the GWS Collingwood game at Giants Stadium.
Yeah, look, Pies are really angry about Taylor Swift. She got 3 sold-out games at the MCG, and she didn't even win the flag last year. So in the first games of the season, the Giants are 6 wins, 6 losses. They've never been ahead in this ledger, so if they can win this could be the year where they actually get ahead in their opening round.
Nice.
And we talked about this the other week, but the last team to lose a prelim by a point were the Pies, and they kicked off the next year with a win over the Premier.
Yeah.
So...
it's good signs. I'm excited for this one. I think this is going to be a ripper.
And will Collingwood succumb to the curse of the president's wife?
Well, this wouldn't be the one, would it, though? They're not raising anything at this game.
No, but it has carried over from those original days to the opening game. It was always used to be the opening game. So Let's see how they've gone in their past defences as reigning premiers.
Oh, yep, okay.
2011, in their opening game as reigning premiers, they beat the Power by 75. In 91, they beat the Dogs by 70. In 59, they lost to the Swans by 41. In 54, they beat the Demons by 38. In 1937, they beat the Cats by 16. And in 1936, they beat the Hawks by 21.
Okay, so they're pretty good. They're not bad.
Yeah, they should, like, those odds they should win. Obviously, the Cats lost their opening game last year to the Pies.
Yeah.
Now, look, there's not much else to talk about. There is a leap year trend I want to quickly share with you as well.
Oh, go on.
So since the year 2000, these are the teams during a leap year that have finished on top at the end of round one. 2000 was Essendon. They won the flag.
Yep.
2004 was Port Adelaide. They won the flag. 2008 was Hawthorne. They won the flag. 2012 was Sydney. They won the flag. 2016 was the Dogs. They won the flag. 2020 was Port. They finished on top at the end of the season, got knocked out in the prelim.
Interesting.
Quite the trend. So, but that says the end of round one. So I guess we won't know if this is a trend really until the end of the season. Is it opening round or round one we look at for this phenomenon?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's okay. That is very interesting. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Look, that's all the info I've got on these brief four games that we have. Anything else you want to add?
No, I think it's an interesting way to get footy started a little bit earlier. I can't believe it's already back. It feels like, you know, even though we've been talking about it for a while, it doesn't feel like it's quite real yet, but it's great that it's happening now, which is, awesome. Having four games, I think, feel like is a nice little taster.
Mm.
And then spreading those buys reasonably evenly through. When do the buys actually start? Is it round three?
Oh, I forgot about those buys. That's going to be a pain with fantasy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Just those single team buys.
Yeah.
But that starts, I think it is round three, two or three. So, yeah, that's but the fact that they're sprinkled won't make too much of an effect, I don't think.
No, we'll only be missing like one. It'll be eight games, not nine.
Yeah, exactly. And then I think one round it's seven games. Yeah. And then, But yeah, anyway, we're, pushing through. So, yeah, no, it's good to have it back.
Mm.
It's all happening. The punditry is really about to begin.
Mm. All right, so that brings us back to our trivia question, Charlie. Can you name a player that played against the Bears, the Brisbane Bears, Fitzroy Lions, Gold Coast Suns, GWS Giants?
Okay, Timmy, I've been thinking about it. Sort of, I may have seemed a bit vague at times because I was trying to think about it. So I'm trying to think of my span. All right, so you got 96 was the final year that the Bears and the Lions were around.
Yep.
And then 2011, Suns started 2012 GWS. So this person had to play between 96 and 2012.
Yeah.
It's a pretty solid career.
Mm-hmm.
Was it? Do they play for a Victorian club?
Yes.
Do they play for North Melbourne?
No, not Brent Harvey.
No, okay. No, that's where my head was at.
He did play some games in 96, but not against either of those teams.
Oh, so he didn't play against those teams, but he played while they were in the league.
Yes.
Okay. Is it Dustin Fletcher?
Yes, it is.
There we go. All right. Okay. I'm glad I figured that one out.
Yeah, I don't think I can't find another one. There's a few, like Barry Hall played against in the same time frame, but didn't, like, he played against the Lions and I think maybe the Suns, but not the Bears.
Mm. Yeah, okay, all right. And I was thinking like Wayne Carey, but he didn't quite make it.
Yeah.
Anyway, there we go. That's not bad.
Mm.
That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, after trying to think of something to stump you each week.
Anyone who played against University and the Suns, that'll be the next question.
Well, university in the VF in the VAFA, and then the Suns. I mean,
played against every club that's ever had representation in the AFL VFL. That'd be an interesting one. Highly unlikely.
No, because who has played against university?
Well, exactly. Someone who's played in the VAFA and then moved into the AFL. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha. Anyone knows, I can write a song.
Anyway.
Cool. That'd be great. So last year when we did this, we ended each episode with a song. We're not going to do that this year.
No, okay, fair enough. You got over searching for them. I didn't think that pool could be deep enough, really.
No, look, I can find more. I don't think we need to.
No, fair enough.
Trivia is our thing this year.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Let's get on board that one. Yeah. Maybe we've got to leave a few questions hanging for the listeners to get in touch and see if they can figure out the answer.
Okay. Are there any other players who played against those four teams?
Go on. Yeah, that'll be interesting. Yeah. Let's see if we can get another answer.
Mm.
Well, sweet. Well, Timmy, that's our opening round little taster. Very nice and short little one. Be more to talk about next week when we talk about round one, the real opening of the season.
Indeed.
This is just the soft launch.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Beautiful. Well, until next time, hooroo.
Thanks for listening to the Kick to Kick podcast present Backward in Coming Forward. You can find all our old episodes wherever you get your good podcasts. If you want to get in contact with us, our email address is kicktokickpodcast@gmail.com. On social media, we have Twitter @kicktokickpod or on Facebook, or you can find us on Instagram @backwardsandcomingforward. For a full list of our resources and things we use to inform our show, head to kicktokickpodcast.com. You'll also find some interesting things and all our old episodes. Once again, thank you for listening.